Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Hello. Ah, it is good to be back in this chair. So, I'm sure you know, it is time for me to play some music for you. But I have some interesting stories to tell a little bit first. First off, I went to a concert this past Thursday, right here in Somerville, for the bands, in this order, Loathe, Varials, Gideon, Oceans 8 Alaska, and Wage War. And let me tell you, it was amazing. Like, my neck still hurts and is a little bit stiff from, like, moving around and jumping around and stuff like that. And let me tell you, I got some of their music in this playlist that I have for today. Well, it's not going to be a usual show, like, front to back. I still haven't narrowed down the theme for this show or, like, what any of my future shows are going to be. So, yeah. Without further ado, I shall start. The first song is called 432, and it is the intro to the album Lost Isles by Oceans 8 Alaska.
July 9th, 1958.
A tsunami warning is in effect after an Alaska tsunami warning.
It's Mayday.
90 million tons of rock.
Officials urge anyone in the warning area to move inland.
That plunged to Gilbert and led 3,000 people up.
I was 8 years old.
The impact created a magazine mountain into the Gulf of Alaska.
So I saw them live, and it was an interesting experience. I'd never heard of any of these bands before, besides Gideon and Wage War, who I had seen the previous year on their tour with For Today, and it was pretty interesting. I went with my girlfriend. It was just me and her. My first concert, like by myself without one of my parents, and like her first like metal concert. And like usual, it's slow at first, you know, people are still getting warmed up. And then like by the end of the show, like people are like jumping around and like knocking each other over and just like flailing everywhere. And it's amazing. And now to go on to a different topic, I never actually went to sleep last night. I don't know why. I was up all night like writing a paper and I just decided, you know what? It's 1 a.m. It's easier to just stay up and, like, do stuff than to go back to bed and, like, take the risk of, like, not waking up for the show. And I had you guys in mind when I was just like, you know, I gotta be there for my fans. And so, what I did when I was awake was actually took some money and invested it in some cryptocurrency. And for those of you who don't know, cryptocurrency is basically like decentralized money. So Litecoin is one of these. I'm sure you've heard of Bitcoin. That is another one. What I did was I took $24 and just put it in Litecoin because it was just like going up that day. And well, it's as of now, if you let me look it up really quick. I'm up to $29.37. So I've made $4 by just doing absolutely nothing. And it's pretty interesting. Like, there we go. I just made some money. Now, I don't know if I'm going to keep it there or like wait till tomorrow and sell it off or whatever, but I don't know. You guys have any experiences with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or like Litecoin? Oh, actually, I'll let you know after this next song. Blood Brothers by Ocean's 8 Alaska.
We are inside, so we hide. You are inside.
Oh! of the gates of...
Hello. The songs in order that we just played were Broad Brothers by Ocean's 8 Alaska, Pulling Teeth by Gideon, and then Stitch by Wage War. And I heard all three of those songs at the concert last Thursday. And let me tell you, there's a difference between like metal concerts and like normal like pop concerts or like rock concerts. Like for like pop concerts, like say you go to see like Lady Gaga or something like that, you know, there's a lot of cost involved, and there's a lot of like price gouging can happen. And just reading about it today or yesterday really online about how like people were waiting online for the tickets to go on sale for an artist they wanted to see, and they were almost instantly sold out like before the people even had a chance, and then resold like on other sites for like three or four times as much. You know, the metal concert I went to, it was only like $16 for one person, and it ended up costing like $40 because plus fees just to go to for two people to go to this concert. Let me tell you, $40 was so worth it. I mean, two of the bands were actually from UK, which actually kind of surprised me. You could hear their like British accents like in between when they were talking and stuff like that. But anyways, the next song is called Hancha by Ocean's 8 Alaska on the album Hikari. And something interesting about this album is it actually uses a lot of traditional Japanese instruments in it. Which you may or may not be able to hear in this song. I don't remember if this one has as many or not. So, I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Seems a little
That last song was It's Yours by Loathe, and that was actually the first song heard at the concert. Anyways, enough about the concert. What were we saying about Bitcoin? Let's check the cost of how much I've made in Litecoin. Well, it actually went up to 29, like 70. Now it's back down to 29.32. And just to give you an idea of what's happened in like the past 24 hours. In the past, let's say 24 hours ago, the cost of one Litecoin was $100. Currently, it is sitting at $168. So, hypothetically, if somebody had bought, let's say $10,000 into Litecoin, they would now be sitting around, like, $17,000. I was just like, that's a big difference. Unfortunately, I only got into this, like, a few hours ago. But still, all right, for the next song, is actually a bit different in genre. It's a remix of a song called Switchback off of Cell Dweller, one of my favorite artists, a debut album. He actually just released an album full of remixes of his first album. And I like this one, and I hope you do as well. Here it goes. Everybody put in with their regret, and it's about time you put a damn money back. I mean, a little we take off to cycle it down and sell it around. We'll switch back. Cut move with razor blade, choking the one damn word you said. Hitting you with whip on your man. We need to sell it when I was all afraid. And everybody put in with their regret, and it's about time you put a damn money back. I mean, a little we take off to cycle it down and sell it around. We'll switch back. Cut move with razor blade, choking the one damn word you said. Hitting you with whip on your man. We need to sell it when I was All right. And up next is a song called Be Let Me Stay by Homestead. I hope you enjoy it. That song is special in a way. When it was announced on Facebook, it went along with this, I don't know what to call it, title, but like when the band posted the video on their Facebook page, it went along with this as a, I guess a caption. When I was 18 years old, I attempted to take my own life. This song tells the story of my conversation with God during my suicide attempt. I overcame suicide, and you can too. It gets better. Dear God, please let me stay. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. It is one of those difficult topics to talk about, but it is the one I like attributing to the most, like, not attributing to, but like, it is important to talk about instead of just pushing it off to the side or hiding it in shadows. And yes, there are more important things to talk about, like, in some ways, physical health comes more before mental health, but mental health is still very much important. And you should not forget that. Well, on another note, what am I doing tomorrow? I'm going to bed after the show. I know that much, if I can. Also, I had a 5-hour energy, like half of one, at like midnight, because I thought it would help me write my paper. It did nothing. But it tasted nasty. Just understand that. Just, like, they taste nasty. Like, really nasty. It was grape-flavored extra strength, and it said it was super tasty on it. Then again, I got it for free, so. Oh, yeah. Finals week. If any of y'all listening to my show and have finals this week, I wish you the best of luck, because I know they can be very challenging. Specifically, shout out to my girlfriend who's currently asleep right now. She has 2 finals tomorrow. I wish her the best of luck. She means the world to me. Yeah, there's something about soothing music that can be just as emotionally impactful as some other stuff out there. The subtlety of it. Unfortunately, this is actually my last show for the semester, as I will be going back home next Friday and will not be coming back for the rest of break. In that case, I wish you all a happy new year, Feliz Navidad, and I just hope whatever you do, I hope you have fun. This next song is called Dark One, and it is by Octave.
my love. Yeah, thump, thumping in my head. Ooh. And now when I'm kissing my love, I close my eyes and see a pretty city with a million flower beds. And I can hear the angels sing a song that only angels sing. She's such a pretty thing, and I can feel my heart just a thumping and a skipping when I'm kissing my love. Oh, now when I'm kissing my love, feel the blood pumping in my veins. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, now when I'm kissing my love, she's such a tender cinder with a sweet young frame. Now she's so good at what she does, all she wanna do is kiss and hug. She's got me in love, and I can feel my heart just a thumping and a skipping when I'm kissing my love. Put your foot on the rock and pat your foot, don't stop. Put your foot on the rock. Put your foot on the rock and pat your foot.
That was Kissing My Love by Bill Withers. And up next is Hikari by Ocean's 8 Alaska. That was Anything to Numb by Pain Again. And for my last song, it is called My Grave is Mine to Dig by Wage War.